We're in the Keses HaSefer, Simen Tes, Seif He. Kvar Kosavnu B'Simen He. We already wrote previously, Ki HaYud Tzricha Liyos La Tag Mi Lamala B'Tzad Smoil. A Yud needs to have a tag upward, going upward on the left side. V'chein Oiketz Mi Lamata Shom. And it also needs to have an Oiketz coming down on the left side. V'regel B'Tzad Yamin. And it needs to have a regel on the Tzad Yamin. So the three protrusions, one on the right side, coming down is called the regel, the one going up on the left side is called a tag, and the one coming down on the left side is called an oiketz. V'im nimtza v'tfilin ha-mezuzah shechasa regel yamin. If you find in tfilin ha-mezuzah that a yud is missing the right regel, ein ha-mayel tikkun, it cannot be fixed. Ki b'loy regel, because without a regel, ki b'loy regel zeh, ein shem yud ala. Without this regel, it's not called a yud klal. V'im kein b'tikunai havish like a sidron. So if you're going to fix it, that would be shalike a sidron, because when there's no regel, it's like there's no yud. So it's as though you wrote the entire yud out of order. Aval im chaser oiketz hasmali, but if it's missing the left oiketz, mayel tikun, so then tikun will help. Mishum digam beloy oiketz shem yud aleha. Because even without the oiketz, even though the letter might not be kosher, but it still is a yud. Umikol makam hasayfer yizor ma'oid lasays gam oiket ze koidem sheyichtev hoishel acharav. Nevertheless, the cipher should be cautious to make sure that he makes this oikets before he writes the next letter. Mishum diyesh menagdalem shaimrim de gam oiket ze ma'akiv. Because there are those that hold that this oikets is ma'akiv, ve'ein ma'il baitikin mishum shalik asidron. So since there is a shita that holds, not like we said a moment ago, and according to this shita, fixing a kutza shel yud sheloi kesidron would be a psul, so therefore one should try and be chayshish for this daya lechatchila. For after kaimelon lahakel, even though we hold that lemaisa you could fix it, even sheloi kesidron, mikol makim lechatchila yesh lizor. V'chein hadin b'tag ha'elyon, and the same applies to the tag ha'elyon. So both the kutza shel yud on the bottom left side and the tag ha'elyon, b'di'evit, one could fix it, not meaning that it's only kosher b'di'evit, but post facto, one would be allowed to fix it, and it'll still be kosher l'mahadrin. However, l'chadchila, one should try, if possible, to put it on before he moves on to the next letter. Se'if vav, oisiyas hadvukos kvar nizbar b'simen ches, se'if tezayin dekol sholay nishtana tzurasan yecholon la'afridan. We already said earlier, in Simen Ches, that any time you have letters which are touching each other, as long as there's no Shinei Tzura, one is allowed to separate the letters. V'ayin Shom, take a look over there in Simen Ches, that it depends when the letters became attached. That will determine how much needs to be erased in order to fix it. V'nirli, dekol shekeinim nimtzu shtei tevei smucha zu lazu. If you have Madach, we said that you can separate letters which are touching each other. So certainly, if you have two words which are not touching each other, they're just too close to each other, k'moiteva achas, and they look too close to each other, k'goin al-kain, which is written as one word, four letters, ayin lamed chof nun, im yuchal ligred k'tzas min alamed k'tzas min achof, sheyu nirin l'shtei teva shapir dami. One would be permitted to scrape a little from the left side of the lamed and the right side of the chof, in order to make it appear as though it's two words. Says the Lishkas HaSefer in Sif Cotton Yud Aleph, that it would be permitted to scrape. He says that in this case of Al Kain, one would not be allowed to scrape from the letters to make it appear as two words. But we hold that it is mutter to scrape and create two words out of a situation where it looks like one word. Also, if you have one word with a split in the middle, so then, as we saw in Sif Beis, one could stretch a letter in order to close up the gap, and that would not be shalei kesidron. Im kein, kol shekein bezeh. Then avada, certainly, this would be mutter. This idea of scraping and stretching. Pisrei tshuva simin reisha involves if cotton hay cause of oy takana achas. Over there, the pisrei tshuva is talking about Seamus, and he gives another etza of how one can separate two words that are too close together. What's that? It's a lachtech ben atevis. You make a cut in the clef between the two tevis. Ularchikon. Uledabek matlis tachtei. And you press with your finger on the back of the clef, and that creates a separation between the two words, because now there's a cut there. And then you put a matlis on in the back to add that extra space. Ayin sham. Mashakosav oid sham. Ayin mashakosav mirtz Hashem. Besimin. Yud Beis, Sifkotin, Vav. That over there, he deals with the Shailas of Mechikas Hashem and how these Eitzes impact if there's a problem of Mechikas Hashem in these situations if you use these Eitzes. Says the Kesa Sefer, Si'if Zayin, Im Kosev Teva Achas Yesera, if you wrote an extra word, Yimchekena, you can erase the extra word. The Ein Lachash L'Rabbeinu Tam, the sphere lay the sheer hefsek stuma higimel oisius, because notice, let's say you wrote Vayedaber Hashem L'Moshe lemar lemar. So if you're going to erase the first or second lemar, there's going to be a space of more than three letters now empty in the clef, which according to Rabbeinu Tam is a sheer parasha, which would be a psul. So says the Kesis, we're not choishish for this Rabbeinu Tam, and Mimela, it's okay, you're allowed to erase. Ubesimen Yud Aleph, Si'if Tes, Yisbar, Diyesh Limchek Tevashnia, that ideally, which letter should you choose to erase? You should choose to erase the second letter. Why? Because the first one was written the way it's supposed to be written. It's the second one that wasn't written appropriately. It's not supposed to be there. So take out that one, l'chatchila. The amnam, however, im lefnei hateva harishayna, yesh dalet eresh. If before the first letter there's an extra dalet or, there is a dalet or a resh, or any other letter which can be stretched. So then yimchay karishayna, then erase the first extra letter. Because that way you will be able to stretch that resh or dalet or beis and close up the space. And like this, you get out of the problem that Rabbeinu Tam has of shir parasha. So if you could be choshish for Rabbeinu Tam easily. So then the Kesa says it's better to do that. V'im kisha yimchaik yishoyer kishir tes aisiyas yudin. If, when you make the mechika of the extra word, now let's say it's a long word, so when you erase that word, there's going to be now be a space, like let's say you wrote the word lavaisecha twice. Let's say you wrote the word lavaisecha twice. If you wrote the word lavaisecha twice, and you're going to erase one of them, so now you're going to have a hefsik greater than nine, the shear of nine yudin in the clef. Shehu shear parasha l'kulei alma, and that is a shear parasha l'kulei alma v'yifsel, and that will passel the stam item. So then yimshoich ha'ois shelefaneha, then stretch the letter that is before it imyuchal if you're able to v'afilu hihei kuf, and even if the letter that you're going to have to stretch is a hey or a kuf, shem yimshech oisan la'iyah haregel neged soifan, that if you're going to stretch the gag of the hey or the kuf, so now the regel smali of the hey and the kuf is not going to be neged the left side of the gag, less than, but it's not a problem. Mishum de'yef shebin yinacher, because you have no choice. Besimin hey, ois hey, and in two other places as well, kasafti de'yesh lahavchin al yedei tinoik, that even though one could be Seimich on this, but one could only be Seimich on this together with a Tinaik who recognizes the ice. You don't have the option of erasing that left regal of the hay or the kuf, because if you do that and you put it at the end, the far left, what now is going to be the far left, so avada that's going to be Shaloi Kesidron. But when you have another Eitza, Ein Lahachshir Hei Kuf Kazu, one should not be machshir, a hey or a kuf, where the regel is in the middle, rather only where it's all the way at the end, k'may shekasavnu b'simin hey. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer in Sif Kotten Yud Beis, k'day lochosh l'Rabbeinu Tam, one should close up the spat in order to solve the problem according to Rabbeinu Tam, v'nir li d'hu adinim ateva harishayna hi b'soif shita. Similarly, if the first word is at the end of a line, Yimchaik oisa, you can erase the first word. And even though we said normally it's better to erase the second word, but if it's at the end of a line, one could still erase the first word, leaving the end of the line blank. The Hashir Psucha Gamla Rabbeinu Tam Dafka Tes Oisius. Because even though Rabbeinu Tam says three Oisius is a Shir Parsha, That's only by a parsha stuma, but by a parsha psucha, so Rabbeinu Tam holds, you're going to need 9 isias. So Mamela, if it's at the end of the line, you're not going to have a problem of a psucha since you have less than 9 isias, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. And even if the word, the first word, is at the beginning of a line, you can erase the first word, which is at the beginning of the line. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's not a stuma if you have the beginning of the line blank. So Mamela, you would be able to erase the first word in these circumstances, even though normally you can erase, it's better to erase the second word. Ayin beis yezif yeredeya, simin ayin reish hey, reish ayin hey. Now, says the keses in Seif Ches. Im kosav shtei pa'omim tevas hishamru. Let's say somebody wrote the word hishamru twice. Mutter limchek es avov min hishamru harishain. He can erase the vav from the first hishamru, v'hishamer hasheni, and the letters vav, hey, shin, mem, and resh from the second hishamru. I'm sorry, not vav, right? Hey, shin, mem, resh of the second hishamru. V'havav tishoer, and the final vav of the second hishamru will remain where it is. V'yimshech es haresh el havav, and then you'll stretch the resh from the first hishamru all the way till the vav at the end of the second hishamru. Shetehei teva achas, and that will turn it into one word. V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh, and you can do the same thing in similar situations. V'afilu em hoisa teva hashnia, teva she'enei me'inyin tefillin u'mezuzah klal, mutter. Even if the second letter that you, the second word that you wrote has nothing to do with tefillin and mezuzahs. In other words, in this case, he was discussing where he wrote the word hishamru twice. So the word hishamru appears in tefillin and mezuzahs. But let's say you didn't write hishamru twice. You wrote hishamru, and then you wrote some other word which has nothing to do with stam. Nevertheless, you would still be able to use the letters of that second word to kasha the stam if it would work out for you. Why? Ki haklal hu, because the rule is shakol shenishar tzuras ha'ois, as long as the tzuras ha'ois remains and you haven't made any shinei tzura, af shenifsal mitzad acher, even though there's some other foreign psul, yachol limshoich kedei lahachshir, you still can stretch the letters in order to be machshir the stam item, v'loy havi mishum zeh shalei kesidron, and it will not be a problem of shalei kesidron, because there was never any psul, and the fact that it's a foreign letter doesn't, a foreign word doesn't make a difference. Says the Lishka Sifkot Yud Gimel, Mutter Limchaik, Ken Kasev HaPrima Godim Mishbitzois Sifkot Chaf. That's what the Prima Godim says. V'Sefer Melech HaShemayim Klal Ches Bina Sifkot Yud Hisigolov. The Melech HaShemayim argues V'Zeh L'Shoinein. This is the Lashon of the Melech HaShemayim. Minayin Loi LaHarav Shnei Dinim Elu. How does the Prima Godim know these two dinim? Which are the two dinim? Number one, that it's mutter bichlal to correct this problem of hishamru twice. And the second, in other words, that you could stretch the resh until the vav of the second hishamru. And the second din that the Melech HaShemayim wants to know how the Prima Godim knows is that even if it's a foreign word, that you can do it. The haloya efshar loimar kevan da teva hakfula miuteres. One could taina that since the extra word is extra of a kol shekein b'teva shein shaycha klal letfilin, and avada when the second word doesn't belong in the tefillin at all. Have kiilu kosvan shaloi lishma. We know that there's a din stam that you have to write lishma. So if the second word has nothing to do with the tefillin or mezuzas, so then maybe it would be like it was written shaloi lishma, or even if it has to do with mezuzahs, since I already wrote it and it's extra, so maybe it's like it's shaloi lishma. To have it kemakdish bitos, and it says it's like you were makdish the word bitos, which l'chayri you were, because it doesn't belong there. Ve'ech nitzdarif, so once it's a hekdish bitos and l'chayri the kiddush is not chal, so how can I now be mitzarif ois vav shalohen lahachshir atfilin oya sefer Torah? How can I use it now to be machshir the sefer Torah? As I frek the Melech HaShemayim, ad kan l'shayne. Well, fiyani estayti nira dasa prima godim, but the Lishka says, I think that the prima godim is correct. The kevan shebetchila saksiva hu mekadesh ksivosai l'shem sefer Torah oy tefillin u'mezuzai. Since when he started writing, he says, whatever I'm writing is for tefillin u'mezuzai. Harei zu mekudesh kol ma sheroi lahem b'ksiva hazois. Anything that can be used for the stam item automatically becomes mekudesh. V'lachein, therefore, gam imachak teva yesera, even if he erased an extra word, v'loi nishar mimena kiyem oizachas, and all that's left is this one vav of the second ishamru, t'chazil it's darufe, you can include it as part of your tefillin and mezuzis, because you said at the beginning that whatever you're writing is for tefillin and mezuzis. So kol anishar, whatever's left over, kodesh yoymar loi, it's still called kodesh. Says the Keses HaSofer, Seif Tes, Oy Shehucha Ktsas Mare Hadyoy. If you have a letter that is fading, Shelah, Im Adayan Shachar Karoy, if it's still black enough, so then Avada Motor Lahavir Ale Hadyoy, so then Avada Yikibi Mavir Dyoy on top of it, Mechodesh Vein Bezemishim Shalik Asidron, Kevin Shagam Ata Ha Ois Kosher. So you're not doing anything. The ice is kosher before, it's kosher now. You're just making it brighter, and that it should last longer. But if the word started becoming a different color, it started becoming red, or any other color, like gray, which is not black, it's not going to help to go over it with the sidron, because once it's not black, it's like it's not there. So if you're going to be mavir d'yoy, so then that's going to be shalei kesidron ayin chakira zayin, where over there he discusses the issue of the color of the d'yoy. Says the lishkas ha-sefer sifkot n'yudalad, mutter lahavir olav d'yoy, ayin mashakosav b'sefer birke yosef le'inyin havaras d'yoy al oisiyos ha-shemes ha-kdoshis. Have a look in the birke yosef where he discusses the idea of whether or not you can be mavir Dioy on top of Oisius of Hashem, because over there you could be getting into a Shaila of Mechikas Hashem. So the Birkei Yosef discusses that issue. V'ayin mashakosa b'zeh mirtz Hashem v'simin yud aleph sifkotin beis. The Kesis himself will discuss it later. Se'if yud, kevan she'tfilin u'mezuzes tzrichim lichtay v'oizan kesidron dafka, since tfilin u'mezuzes have to be written dafka in order, l'chein tzarech lizoyer, one needs to be careful, k'she'agia lichtav shem kodesh, when you come to write a shem Hashem, she'aser b'mechika, which obviously not allowed to erase a shem Hashem, k'may she'kazim mirtz Hashem, b'simin yud aleph, we're going to discuss that, she'ikra t'chila b'diktuk heitev, kol ma she'kosav ad kan. You have to read carefully everything that you've written until this point, k'dei she'lo yover li de'gniza, because once you write that shem, you're not going to be able to go back and make any corrections. V'chein kol parasha shebetfilin achar sheyichtevena yikreena heitev. And each parasha, when you finish it, you should read the entire parasha very well. Bekavono v'diktuk pa'mayim v'sholosh. You should read it very carefully two or three times. Kishema yesh b'psul. V'yifsulu gam parasha sheyichtev acharev. If you have a psul in parashas kaddish, so what's the point of continuing and writing the v'haya kiv'yacha shaman v'hayim shamaya? You're going to have to rewrite all four parashas because your kaddish is going to be gone. Therefore, Sefer should be very careful that he doesn't come to such a situation. Seif Yud Aleph, Ein Toilen B'Tfilin U'Mezuzos, Afilu Ba'Oifen She'Tehei Aksiva K'Sidron. We don't do tliyas, you don't hang a letter in between the lines, even when you're doing it in order. Kegoin, She'Haya Tzarech Lichtav Teves Miyamim Yamima. You had to write at the end of Parshas Kaddish, the words Miyamim Yamima. V'ra, and he sees Shelo Yishar Loi Oid Shir Psucha. He sees that he's not going to have enough blank space left at the end of the line for the Parsha Psucha. So what do you do? Al Kain, so he has an Eitza, Tola Tevas Yamim Lamala. He'll be Tola, the word Yamim, high up in the blank space between this line and the previous line. Bein hashitin v'acharkach kozav lemala b'teich hashita tevas yamima, and then he'll write the word yamima where he would have written the word yamim. The word yamim will be hanging between the lines. He wrote everything in order. L'chayra, there's no psul of shalei kesidron, and it should be fine. Says the keses, nothing doing. Pasul, that will be pasul. Ayin chakira ches, where over there he talks about exactly this case.